It's been 34 years since HIV/AIDS was officially declared an epidemic. While much progress has been made in recent years through treatment and prevention, younger generations remain vulnerable to the virus. And there are a lot more young people today than when the epidemic began, as the global population rises. Nowhere can that be seen more clearly than in sub-Saharan Africa. Ambassador Birks is helping to lead an effort to protect women and girls and change the course of the epidemic.
People have known for a while that women and girls, particularly young women's incidence of disease and prevalence of disease, is much higher than their age-matched boy counterpart. And it starts really very early, probably at about 14 to 15, and then continues to escalate all through the early 20s with a rate that's about twice what it is in young men.
Dr. Burke says a lot of the infections among young women and girls can be traced to who they date.
The young girls and young women are not being infected from their age match cohort when you see that kind of disparity. So you know that they must be getting infected or exposed to the HIV virus probably from a different age cohort of men. And that's been all of the discussion over the years about cross-generational sex and young women engaging with sex with older men. When we say older men, it could be simply 5 or 10 years older.
She says health officials have a lot to learn about why adolescent girls and young women make such dating decisions. Earlier in the epidemic, much of the problem was blamed on the so-called sugar daddy syndrome, where young women would date rich older men. But Dr. Burke says it's really more complicated than that.
You know, we haven't sat down with young women at 10 and 14 and then again at 15, 16, and 17 and really dissect out each of those decisions in different communities. I do believe it's probably different, and it's a different pattern in communities that could be right next to each other.
The PEPFAR head says the information being gathered will be used to tailor programs toward young women and adolescent girls. The DREAM program, announced last December, is still in its early stages. DREAM stands for Determined, Resilient, Empowered, AIDS-Free, Mentored, and Safe. It's a public-private partnership PEPFAR has with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and the Nike Foundation. It'll begin in 10 sub-Saharan African countries.
Now, there's a difference between defining that they're at a unique risk, figuring out what that risk is, and then implementing programs that address that risk. And I think we've defined that they're at a unique risk, but we haven't really defined the type of programming that will affect that risk.
Ambassador Birks says such programs are vital, considering population growth.
If you look at South Africa itself, about the demographics of the young women in the age category of 15 to 30 at the beginning of the epidemic in 1985, and you look again now of how many young women, there's about 25 to 30% additional young women in that age group. So this youth bulge, this youth dividend, this fabulous piece of Africa rising is also the piece that really puts Africa at risk.
In the early years of the epidemic, Birks treated patients in the U.S. and Africa before the disease was called AIDS. There were a lot of funerals, so the disease was forefront in many people's minds. Now, she fears, complacency is taking hold.
The reality of weekly funerals, the reality that HIV/AIDS is death, was so pervasive. So when Global Fund and PEPFAR and host country investments allowed really this amazing saving of lives, so there was no longer this constant parade of funerals every weekend, it has resulted in a level of complacency that I don't think any of us expected.
At the recent World Bank IMF spring meetings in Washington, Dr. Birx spoke with a number of African finance ministers. She says they told her they thought the HIV/AIDS problem had ended because the number of deaths had dramatically declined. She says PEPFAR and others are shining a light on the disease so people understand it is still a significant problem that needs to be solved. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.